was awesome, Jen. I just thank you for sharing that with us. And God is so good all the time. That, you know, 2 weeks ago, Matt M. taught us about prayer and just talking to God, getting our help from Him. He's been talking to us a lot lately about we can trust Him, about taking care of us, and we can trust Him. And last week, then, Matt W. talked to us about a good shepherd, a love of a good shepherd, a shepherd. And Jesus said in those verses that Matt talked about, I am the good shepherd. And I want to go back in John chapter 10 there, just before that, where he says, I am the gate. I've titled the lesson today, I am with you. And that's why I said I couldn't have picked anything better to start out with today than what Jen brought. And it's really neat to me, or when you're up here bringing a message, it's just really neat to see the way God prepares the way ahead of you and gets things ready for you. And I just love it when he takes care of things like that and prepares the way for us. So let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, I thank you this morning that you're with us all the time and that we don't have to worry. We can trust you and just bring every detail of our life to you because you know us. You had every part of our lives planned even before any of it came into being. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you this morning that you're trustworthy, that you're with us, and that we don't have to wonder, but we know from spending time with you that you care about us and that you love us more than any of us deserve. Father, you use my voice today, Father, to speak to your people, speak to the church, tell them what you want to hear in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, we're going to start in John today, chapter 10. There's a lot of verses that talk about Jesus being with us. But let's light it up a little. I will do that. My wife's always telling me that I don't talk loud enough. I appreciate that. I didn't look at her for her to tell me that this morning. And yeah, please let me know if you can't hear me, because it is very important that we hear what God has to say to the church and that we pay attention to what He's saying. In John chapter 10, I'm going to begin with verse 1. It says, I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. And isn't it awesome to know the voice of the Father? To know that you've spent enough time with him that you know that it's him speaking. That you know that his voice because of the time you spent with him. Those of you who have spouses, you learn your spouse's voice, don't you? You learn their looks. They can just look at you a certain way, and you know what that means. You just know. But by spending time with the Father, we learn His voice. We know, we understand that it's Him talking. That we can trust Him. We learn to trust Him. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from Him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech because they did not understand what He was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate, and whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." So there in verse 10, we see the reason that the thief came, the reason that Satan is here is to destroy us. He came to steal from us, to kill us, to destroy us. But guess what? Father says, "I have come that you can have life and have it to the full." We can have fullness of life. As Jen said, there's no need to worry. Jesse always says it's like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. We don't need to worry. We can trust Him. He is always with us. And I thank God for that today. Well, I want to go back now to Exodus when God told Moses that He would be with him. This would be in chapter 3 of Exodus. Just before He brought the children of Israel out of bondage and out of Egypt, Moses wasn't sure that he wanted to do this, that he wanted to lead the children of Israel out. And so, he was kind of arguing with the Father here. Let's begin in verse 12 of chapter 3. God said, verse 10 says, "So now I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." God said, "I will," verse 11, "but Moses said to God, 'Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?'" Who am I? I'm just Moses. And God said, "I will be with you." So if you don't hear anything else that I say today, underline that part of it. I will be with you. Moses had to know that. He was shy, like Matt said he used to be. I used to be very shy. Wouldn't have wanted to get up here in front of you at all, ever. But God gives us the abilities that we need when He asks us to do something. So I'm able to do this. Not on my own, because I'm like Paul. When I'm weak, then I'm strong because I allow Jesus to work through me. But God said to Moses, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'Well, what's His name?' What are you going to tell them? What do you want me to tell them if they ask me, 'What's your God's name?'" And says, "Well, then, what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. this is what you are to say to the Israelites: I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. So he said, I am has sent you, has sent you to the Israelites. The great I am. So I want to change the way you say the title of our lesson today to I am with you. If you think about the great I am being with you all the time, and think about the way, change the way that we say I am with you to I am with you. I am is with you every day, all the time. And Jesus said there in John 10:10, that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And in the back of my Bible, there's a bunch of verses that talk about having life to the full. And the first one is found in 2 Samuel 22:37. It says, you broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. So God smooths out the path that we take, levels it off, broadens it out, widens it out so that there's enough room for us to pass without twisting our ankle, without straining our ankles. Psalms 84, verse 7 says, they go from strength to strength till each appears. Oh, that's not, sorry, that's, I'm in the wrong spot. 1 Kings 4:29. God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight, and the breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Wisdom that God gave Solomon is so important in our lives today to keep us out of trouble. 1 Chronicles 4:10, and this is one that you all know, the cry of Jabez. He cried out to God. He said, O Father, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. And you all remember, at one time or another, all of us have probably preached on the prayer of Jabez or mentioned it somewhere as we've taught. This was the only time that Jabez was ever mentioned in the Word of God, but it was an important time because he cried out for God's blessing and God listened to him and heard his cry. And that is awesome to know that God granted his request just because he asked. He loves us. And that's why it's really neat that Matt painted the picture of a shepherd and sheep for us. So that all of you know, if you paid any attention to sheep at all, that they do follow their shepherd, follow the person that is with them every day. And they know his voice. Ephesians 3:17-19 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So we can live in His fullness. We can walk in His fullness. back in Leviticus chapter 26. It's talking here about obedience and the rewards for walking in obedience. Leviticus 26, beginning with verse 3, it says, "If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops, and the trees of the field their fruit." There are so many things here that God promises us as we walk in obedience with Him, and it's just amazing. It says, "Your threshing will continue until grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting. And you will eat all the food that you want and live in safety in your land. I will grant peace in the land, and you will lie down and no one will make you afraid. I will remove savage beasts from the land, and the sword will not pass through your country. You will pursue your enemies, and they will fall by the sword before you. Five of you will chase 100. 100 of you will chase 10,000. Your enemies will fall by the sword before you, and I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful, and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you have to move it out to make room for the new. I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt so that you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with heads held high." Hallelujah. Did you have any idea that we had so much favor with the Father? There's some good verses there. Underline them, write them down, read them often if you have to understand how much He loves us, how much that He